大家早。
My name is Jason, and I'm part of the English Congregation's College Fellowship ICF.
今天的讲员是侯弟兄，是英文部的弟兄，也参与本教会大专团契的服事。
Now I want to apologize because I'm the only one up here who's speaking English and not Mandarin.
讲员跟我们先做个抱歉，因为他今天是用英文讲道。
I wanted to be able to prepare the sermon in Mandarin, but some of you might know my son was born 4 months ago, and time really disappears when he came into my life.
认识侯弟兄的人都知道，其实他很有语言的恩赐，他其实可以用中文讲道。其中一个，所以今天不应该站在这里。但是呢，可能我们都知道，侯弟兄跟 Ella 牧师的孩子呢，在4个月以前出生。那做父母的人都知道呢，这个他们的时间就被他们就花一些时间在照顾小孩子。
But I know that Brother Arnold will do a great job translating for me.
今天有我弟兄我来翻译。
If you watch any movie that's produced by Hollywood or even anywhere in the world that has to do with heaven.
我们首先来想想看，我们看一个好莱坞的电影，或者是说我们世俗文化里面对于这个天堂的这个看法。
What you'll find is beautiful landscapes, maybe clouds in the sky, angels and people wearing white robes walking around.
我们世俗的文化呢，对于天堂的看法呢，可能是一个非常美丽的背景，就像今天这个白云啊，蓝天一样。那有一些天使在那边飞来飞去，然后是有一些人呢穿着白袍在那边走来走去。
Popular American culture tells us that the people who go to heaven are those who are innocent at heart.
不管是美国的主流的文化，或者是我们中国传统，可能都有一个这样的想法，是说好人会上天堂，天堂里面呢就是好人。
And usually, you know, in some way they were wronged by evil people here on earth.
那可能再加上一点呢，就是说他们在世界上面的时候呢，一些坏人呢曾经迫害他们，但死后呢，好人就上了天堂。
But is this reality? Is everyone in heaven an innocent person?
真的就是这样子吗？是不是在天国里面，在天堂里面，每一个人都是所谓的好人？
A few weeks ago, while I was reading this passage and reflecting upon it,
在几个礼拜以前，我开始准备今天的讲章，来看这一篇的来看今天所要念的这个经文的时候呢，我就有比较深的一个思考。
And I began to imagine what people in heaven are like.
我自己就开始来想象，是说在天国里面的人究竟是怎么样的人。
The picture that came to my mind was not the Hollywood picture.
那在我脑海中里面所出现的这个景象呢，就跟好莱坞的电影呢完全不一样。
It seems to me that the people who are in heaven brought or might have brought a lot of heavy baggage with them.
其实我们仔细的来想，在天国里面的人其实都有自己的包袱。
There probably are people who were liars, who were cheaters.
它里面有一些人可能在信主以前是欺骗的，是说谎的。
Thieves, people who were robbers.
可能是强盗，抢劫的。
Those who were sexually immoral, maybe even murderers.
可能是性犯罪的，甚至是杀人凶手。
Every person in heaven would have a story to tell us.
其实到天国里面，搞不好每一个人都有这样一段不名誉的过去，有这样的一段故事愿意跟与人来分享。
A story that about who they once were and how they came to there.
这个故事就是说他们以前是怎么样的糟糕，但是经过重生得救，他们怎么样到今天在天国里面这样一个光景。
And these stories might even shock us.
我们听到这样的一些故事，搞不好让我们非常的惊讶。
And as I thought about this, I began to wonder, how did these people get from where they were to where they are now?
在思考这段的经文，思考这个课题的时候，让我不禁的会想到是说，究竟是为什么，是怎么样，这些人从他不名誉的过去，他有这样的包袱， 到今天在天国里面。
And how is it possible that God will allow these kind of people into heaven?
神怎么会允许像这些人在天国里面？
And as I began to look more closely at the passage in 1 Timothy, things began to make a little bit more sense to me.
当我在思考今天我们读的这段经文的时候呢，我刚刚想的课题就比较的清楚。
See, Paul is telling a story in this passage.
保罗在这段的经文里面与我们分享他自己的故事。
Of who he once were and how he had been changed.
他以前是怎么样的一个人，他怎么样被改变，到今天他写那段经文的时候那样的光景。
So let's take a look at this passage a little bit more closely together.
盼我们再回到我们刚刚所读的那段提摩太前书第一章的经文。
Now, in this passage, Paul freely admits that he was a sinner, and he says even more than that, he was the worst of sinners.
保罗在这段经文里面很清楚地说他自己是一个罪人，而且不只是一个罪人，他是一个罪魁。
In verse 13, Paul says that he was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an arrogant man.
在第一章的第十三节，他说：“我以前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的。”
Paul had once persecuted Christians. He had tried to force them to renounce Jesus Christ.
可能我们都很清楚，保罗在以前是一个逼迫基督徒的人，他迫害基督徒，强迫他们放弃基督的信仰。
He had tortured Christians, and he had participated in religious persecution and murder.
他苦待基督徒，他参与这个宗教上面的迫害，甚至杀死一些基督徒。
And so he's here, he is willing to admit that he was an arrogant man who blasphemed God and he persecuted God's people.
保罗在这里非常自由的来承认他是一个高傲的人，他曾经亵渎神，而且他迫害主的使徒。
In verses 15 and 16, Paul twice says that he is the worst of sinners.
在第15节、16节，保罗两次的写到说，我是个罪魁。
Literally, what he's saying that he was the first or the foremost sinner.
罪魁的意思就是说，在罪人中最大的罪人。
But isn't this the Paul that most of us think of as Saint Paul?
但是这个保罗是不是我们每个人心目中哈，特别是基督徒心目中的那个圣保罗呢？
The greatest theologian and missionary in the history of the church.
在教会的历史里面，伟大的神学家，最伟大的一个宣教士之一。
Is it possible that God would use such a terrible sinner to be his spokesman?
究竟有这样的可能吗？上帝用这样的一个罪魁作为神的代言人。
Now, as we begin to look at this point, we have to realize that even though Paul makes a very clear admission of his sinfulness in this passage, that's not the main point of this passage.
我们来思考这段的经文的时候，我们要来了解一点，虽然在这里保罗一再的承认他自己的罪，但是他自己的罪不是这段经文的重点。
This passage is primarily a word of thanksgiving to God.
这段的经文其实主要的重点是保罗对神的感谢跟感恩。
Look with me in verse 12.
我们一起来看第十二节。
In verse 12, Paul writes, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, pointing me to his service.
我感谢那给我力量的我们主耶稣基督，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
And then at the end of this section in verse 17, he says, Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
第十七节，但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王独一的神，直到永永远远。
In this passage, Paul is thankful for God's mercy and grace on his life.
在这段的经文里面，其实主要我们看到的是保罗感觉到神给他的怜悯跟恩典来对神的一个回应。
And it is because of his thankfulness and he's able to say in verse 15 that here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
因为他有这样的主观的感受，有这样的经验，有这样的感谢，所以他在第十五节说到，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Now, as a man who is well versed in Jewish theology, Paul realized that his sin is a heavy weight upon him.
我们要了解保罗受过完整的旧约的这个经文的训练，所以他对于犹太传统的神学非常非常的了解。他会了解到是说他曾经所犯这样的罪，在他身上是一个非常重的一个重担。
And he knew that God would judge him for his sins.
在神的审判的台前，他知道他会受到神严厉的审判。
Paul would not have been able to rely upon his fanatic adherence to Jewish law to save him at the end.
保罗自己很清楚的知道，他不能靠着他自己对于律法的遵守来换取神对他的怜悯。
He knew that his persecution of God's people as well as his attitude towards God and his arrogance would have doomed him.
他会很清楚地知道他曾经这样迫害神的使徒跟门徒，还有他对神的这个高傲的态度，有一天在神的审判桌面前，他会受到严厉的惩罚。
So for Paul, as well as for Jews, the day of judgment would have been a day of very darkest despair because there was no hope for them.
对于保罗跟持守犹太的律法的犹太人，他们会了解到是说，如果靠着律法在审判的那一天，他们在神的面前没有任何的盼望。
But now, because of Jesus Christ, there is hope for Paul.
但是感谢主，因为主耶稣基督的缘故，所以保罗在神的面前有他的盼望。
It says that Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
在十五节提到是说，耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人。
That's why Paul is able to say that this is a trustworthy saying that deserves our full acceptance.
因为这样子，保罗在第十五节才可以说，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
And it's the only hope for anyone who is a sinner.
这个对于所有的罪人来讲，是唯一的盼望。
So for Paul, he is eternally thankful to God.
所以对保罗来讲，有这样主观的经验，他对神存着是一个永恒的感恩。
See, Jesus had come down to this earth to die, and in his death and resurrection, he had broken the power of sin over Paul.
保罗有这样主观的经验，主耶稣来到这个世界上面受死，使得他，而且也复活，使得这个罪恶在保罗身上的权势得以被打破。
So Paul knows that sin has no hold on him anymore.
所以保罗知道罪恶不再辖制，在掌管他。
He was free from sin.
他不受到罪恶的控告跟管辖。
And he no longer had to strive to achieve perfection because Jesus had given him salvation.
他不用在行为上面在追求那个完美的行为，因为他知道基督已经给他救恩。
In Christ, he had a new life and a new identity.
在主的里面，他有一个新的生命，也有一个新的身份。
Here's a little bit of a caveat in our Christian life.
这个时候，我们来想想看，我们在我们的基督徒生活里面，一个小的插曲。
It's important for us to tell our stories and to be aware of our past sins.
我们当然要知道我们曾经所犯的许多的过犯。我们也应该很愿意与人分享我们曾经所犯的过错。
But if we begin to put too much emphasis on our past sins,
但是如果我们把太多的重点放在我们过去所犯的过错上面的话呢，
we begin to allow them to have power over us.
我们慢慢的就会允许这样过去的过犯呢，继续的影响我们，继续的管辖我们。
It's as if we fail to let Jesus Christ break the bonds of our sins.
好像是说我们拒绝不让基督来打破我们在身上这个罪的捆锁。
And the hope that Paul is proclaiming here is not accepted.
这样的话呢，保罗在这里与我们所分享这样的一个自由的思想跟自由的态度呢，我们没有办法享受到。
Now one of my favorite movies is the movie called The Shawshank Redemption.
我很喜欢一部电影，这个叫做《Shawshank Redemption》。
And one of the characters that really struck a chord with me is this old prisoner named Brooks.
里面有很多个这个角色，其中一位最影响，一位我非常有印象的角色的一个人呢，是一个老囚犯，叫做 Brooks。
Near the end of the movie, Brooks was paroled from prison.
这个 Brooks 已经在这个监狱里面坐牢坐了很久。在这个电影快要到结束的时候呢，他快要可以被假释出狱。
But because he had been in prison for so long, he had no family or friends left back outside.
但是呢，他在坐牢坐了很久了，所以呢，他在监狱的外面呢，已经没有朋友，也没有家人。
And as he left prison, there's a very poignant shot of his face, the confusion and the fear that was on his face.
那记得很清楚，在这个电影谈到是说他离开这个监狱的时候呢，他脸上充满的是这个困惑跟恐惧。
And as he lived outside the prison, he tried to live as a good citizen for several months, but eventually he lost his will to live and he committed suicide.
他离开监狱里以后呢，他很强迫自己，他很努力的想要过一个正常的生活，但是呢最后他失去了存活下去的勇气，最后自杀。
The character of Brooks represents failed redemption.
这个电影里面 Brooks 这样一个角色代表是失败的一个救赎。
He was unable to break free from his identity as a prisoner.
他没有办法脱去他囚犯这样一个身份。
Even though he was physically set free from prison,
虽然他的肉身是自由的。
But he was not free in his spirit and in his mind.
但是他的思想跟他的灵魂没有得到释放。
And just like Brooks, if we cling to our old sins and refuse to let Christ's redemption break the bondage of sin over us,
就像这个囚犯 Brooks 一样，如果我们信主以后还是拒绝让主耶稣基督来把我们这样的过犯的捆绑打碎的话，
then we fail to know the freedom that is in Christ and the hope that comes from the fact that Jesus Christ came to save sinners.
这样的话，我们就没有办法享受在主里面的自由，也没有办法体会到主耶稣基督降世为人，从把我们从罪恶过犯里面拯救出来这样的一个经验。
So although Paul acknowledges that he was a sinner,
虽然保罗在这段的经文里面在一再的承认他过去的过犯，
but he does not wallow in it.
但是呢，他不是在里面沉迷，受到他的影响。
Instead, he focuses on the hope and the mercy that comes from Jesus' work on the cross.
其实，相对的，他在这段的经文里面强调的是神的怜悯跟神给他的盼望。
So for all of us,
所以对于我们每一个基督徒来讲，
let us also dwell on the mercy and the grace of God in our lives and not.Focus on our former sins.
让我们不要花太多的时间在我们过去的过犯上面，让我们真的是来享受，来感谢主在我们身上的怜悯跟恩典。
So as Paul says, there is hope for sinners because Christ came to save sinners.
就像保罗说的，这因为主耶稣来到这世界上面是拯救罪人，所以我们每一个人都有盼望。
Now this hope was.Personally delivered to Paul through the grace and mercy of God.
因为神的怜悯跟恩典，这样的一个盼望呢，其实是给个别的，来到保罗的身上。
Paul is thankful not only for the hope that Christ presents, but also for the mercy that was poured out upon him.
保罗不只是对于神，不对于主耶稣基督所带来的盼望而感谢。他更感谢的是神在身上所显的怜悯。
In verse 16, he writes, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
所以他在这段的经文16节这样写，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Here is the center, the crux of the passage.
这一节 乃是这一段经文里面的重要的一节。
Paul was shown mercy because God was exceedingly patient.
因为神有无限的忍耐，所以保罗蒙了怜悯。
For Paul and for his sins, he deserved death.
我们刚刚谈到，因为保罗所犯的过犯，保罗应该是被因为他的罪而受死。
But because of Christ's patience, he received life.
但是因为基督的忍耐，基督的耐性，保罗可以得到生命。
So for Paul, this is the gospel message.
保罗 的写作里面，我们可以来学习到，这个就是福音的真理。
That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners and to display his unlimited patience so that they may receive eternal life.
这个福音的真理乃是主耶稣基督来到这个世界上面拯救罪人，而且也因为他一切的忍耐，所以相信的人可以得到永恒的生命。
But Paul is also called to be an example to other people.
保罗也是被呼召作为众人的榜样。
He says in verse 16 that he is to be an example for those who would believe on Jesus and to receive eternal life.
所以16节他也这样写，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Paul's example, however, is not to be a moral man or to be a super Christian.
保罗给我们的榜样不是一个做一个道德高超的人，或者做一个用现在的话语来讲做一个超级的基督徒。
Instead, his example is to be how Jesus Christ had unlimited patience even on a terrible sinner.
其实保罗的榜样乃是说，对他这样一个罪魁来讲，神还是显出那无限的一切的忍耐。
He is to be a living example of the grace of God.
保罗自己的经历就是神的恩典一个很好的例子。
Imagine this person Paul, a persecutor of Christians, arrogant blasphemer against God.
我们再来想象一下保罗以前的身份，他迫害基督徒，他侮慢，他亵渎神。
He considered himself the worst of sinners.
他把自己视为一个罪魁。
If Christ had patience on him and poured out mercy and grace upon him, then is there anyone that Christ would not redeem?
对于这样一个罪魁，神还是给他无限的恩典跟这个忍耐。神也愿意把这样的怜悯跟恩典放在这样一个人身上。还有谁是不配得到神同样的怜悯跟恩典的呢？
For Paul, there is no one who is not worthy of the grace of God.
所以从保罗的经验跟角度来讲，世界上没有一个人是不配得到神的恩典。
Because God had already saved the worst sinner himself.
因为神已经救了一个最大的罪人，就是他自己。
And like Paul, we also as Christians are charged with the task of proclaiming the gospel.
就像保罗一样，我们也从神那边得到分享福音的职分。
That Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners and to display his exceeding patience so that they may receive eternal life.
主耶稣基督来到这个世界上面，为的是要拯救罪人，而且是要显现他一切的忍耐，所以我们这些罪人可以得到永生。
But I think we Christians in the churches in America have often forgotten that fact.
但是很可惜的，特别在北美的基督徒好像有时候忘记了我们身上这样一个使命。
We often tend to look down upon people from our moral high ground.
许多时候我们自以为高人一等，我们觉得说我们的道德高超比这个罪人来得好。
We go on these moral crusades against this or this one cause or another cause.
针对社会上面的一些不道德的议题，我们会发表我们的意见，以为我们自己道德高超，来对这些议题做出很多的评论，甚至是反对。
Perhaps we believe that if we change the laws of this country, that we can make Christianity relevant in this country again.
有的人会甚至会这样想，如果我们只要把这个国家的法律能够来修改，那这个基督的信仰呢，就会重新成为社会的主流。
But this is not Jesus or Paul's way of spreading the gospel.
但是我们来仔细的想想看，这个不是主耶稣基督以及保罗分享福音的方法。
Let me be concrete.
让我更具体一点。
Are there people that we would consider to be unmentionable in this church?
在我们这个教会里面，会不会有一些成员，我们是难以启齿的，难以形容的，难以接受他们的？
Are there people that we would stare at and wonder, what are they doing here if they happen to walk through those doors?
会不会有一些人，他们从那个这个教会的这个门口走进来的时候，我们会第一个想象是说，这些人为什么在这里？
You know, in Massachusetts and around the country, the hot button issue in the last couple of years has been gay marriage.
可能我们都很清楚，在麻州，甚至在美国，这个最近几年一个非常热门的题目乃是同性恋的婚姻。
And it has brought out a lot of moral outrage from Christians.
对，从因为有这样的一个法律，所以对于一些基督徒来讲，带来这个从道德上面很多的批判。
A few days ago, a gay man found out about our church and about one of the outreach initiatives in the English congregation.
就在几天之前，透过我们英文部的这个外宣的一些活动，有一位同性恋的男生，他就是对这个我们教会非常有兴趣。
Yeah, and he was interested in coming, but he asked the English leaders. Would he be welcome at our church?
他是很有兴趣来我们教会，但是呢，他问我们英文部的一些弟兄姐妹，问说，我们的教会愿意接受他吗？
What would your reaction be if you saw two men holding hands walking into this church?
如果你在这个教会看到两个男人手牵着手走进来，你的反应是什么？
Would we welcome them?Knowing that it's God's call for us to share the gospel with everyone.
我们知道上帝是要我们把福音与所有的人来分享。从这样的角度，我们愿意接受他们吗？
Or will we pretend that we didn't see them and leave a little area where no one's sitting around them?
还是呢，我们视而不见，假装他们不存在，而且他坐下来的时候呢，不坐在他们的旁边。
Now, I'm not saying that I think gay marriage is a good idea.
那我在这里不是说同性恋的婚姻是个对的做法跟主义。
But the love of Christ should compel us to love everyone.
但是上帝的爱是要来鼓吹我们，来激励我们爱每一个人。
Even people that we disagree with or we find very objectionable.
这个爱包括一些我们觉得很难接受的一些人。
I admit that I'm the first one that when I hear the rhetoric on the radio from the militant gay and lesbian alliances that I get very angry.
我在这里也要跟大家承认，有时候在这个电台的广播里面呢，听到同性恋的不管是男的同性恋、女的同性恋，他们的联盟对于基督信仰的攻击，我非常非常的愤怒。
And sometimes it's very difficult.For me to hear that and not think that, that they hate us and that I want to hate them back.
听到这样的一些这个广播的时候呢，我很难来控制自己，来想说他一定是很恨我，那我一定要以牙还牙。他们是对我们有这么大的仇恨，所以呢，他一定是魔鬼的化身。
However, to think that I am better than them.And to see them as being unworthy of the gospel, well, I think that's no better than the Pharisee who looked at the tax collector and thanked God that he was not one of those.
但是神也很对我有怜悯，神也让我想到是说，如果我有这样的想法，那我这样的想法呢，就不会比圣经所记载的法利赛人来得好。特别是那个在圣经里面所记载的法利赛人在祷告的时候说，神啊，我不是那个税吏，所以呢，我不像他那么糟糕。如果我有这样的想法的时候，我没有比那个法利赛人来得好。
See, Paul tells us that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
再次的强调，保罗在这个地方提到是说，主耶稣基督来到世界上面是要拯救罪人。
whether their sins are petty or they are terrible in our minds.
不管他们的罪呢是可以接受的小罪，还是我们觉得难以启齿、难以接受的大罪，神的救恩都要临到这样的罪人。
Before the Savior Jesus Christ, they are the same.
在主耶稣基督救主的面前，每个人大罪、小罪都是一样。
At our church, if we open our arms to welcome sinners into our midst whose sins we find not so objectionable.
如果我们在我们的教会，我们只是接受一些曾经犯过一些我们觉得可以接受的罪。
But we close our arms when people come in who we don't like.
但是如果我们把我们的手收起来，我们不去接受那些曾经犯过一些我们觉得不能接受的罪的人的话，
then aren't we limiting the scope of God's patience?
如果我们这样做，是不是我们也限制了神一切的忍耐？
So the first step, I think, is for us to recognize that God had patience on me.
我们第一步要先了解神在我的身上有一切的忍耐。
I was a terrible sinner.
我曾经是一个非常糟糕的罪人。
And it's only by His grace and mercy that I am saved.
只有透过他的怜悯跟恩典，我得到救恩。
We have no claim of moral superiority to anyone.
在神的面前，我们没有立场来宣称说我们的道德比别人高超。
Instead, we are called to be examples of God's exceeding patience.
相对的，我们其实被神来拣选、来呼召，就是要来显现神在我们身上一切的忍耐。
So that other people can see and they can know that if they call upon the name of Jesus, they can also receive eternal life.
所以在我们周围的人也可以看到，只要他们也接受主耶稣的救恩，他们也可以得到永恒的生命。
Now finally, as Paul recognizes the grace and mercy of God in his life, he bursts into this exaltation of God.
在最后这段的经文，保罗充满了感谢，他自己感受到神给他的怜悯跟恩典，他在十七节提出了一个非常美的一个颂赞。
In verse 17, he says, Now to the God, to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be glory, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
他这样说，但愿尊贵、荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。Amen.
And Paul's story, which he tells here.
保罗在这里与我们分享他罪人的经验。
Is a story of a sinner who was saved because Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners.
这个故事乃是一个因为主耶稣基督来到世界上面拯救罪人，所以像保罗这样一个罪人得到释放，得到拯救。
He received grace and mercy from Christ in order that other people may also receive grace and mercy.
他自己得到神所施的怜悯跟恩典，所以呢，别人也可以知道。同样的可以得到这样的赦罪跟永恒的生命。
And following Paul's example, we need to be aware that we are also examples to others of how God has saved sinners.
就像保罗的这个榜样一样，我们也要了解，我们也可以成为别人眼中的一个榜样，让别人也可以知道神是怎么样去拯救一些罪人。
In our lives, we need to honestly acknowledge that we were sinners.
在我们的生命里面，我们要很诚实的来承认我们是罪人。
But we also need to proclaim that it's not in living moral lives that we can be saved, but through the outpouring of God's grace and mercy.
但是我们被拯救，不是因为我们自己活一个高超道德的生活，而是因为主耶稣基督的怜悯跟救恩，我们可以得到这样的救恩。
We also need to know that our sins no longer have any power over us.
我们也应该要知道，我们过去的罪恶过犯不再辖制捆绑我们。
We belong to Christ who died so that we can live.
我们是属于基督的，因为基督的死，所以我们可以存活。
So our emphasis is always on the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ. that was poured out on us rather than our sins.
所以我们生活的中心应该是感谢神给我们的怜悯跟恩典，而不是我们过去的过犯。
You know, there will be people in heaven who were sinners once.
我相信在天堂里面有一些人是过去是罪人。
There might even be a few people who we find very uncomfortable or we find objectionable.
在天堂的里面，我们或许就会找到一些人是我们觉得是很难以接受的。
But God is willing and He is able to redeem any sinner.
神有这样的能力，神也这样的愿意去拯救每一个罪人。
He even redeemed the worst of sinners, as Paul calls himself.
就像他拯救保罗所说，他自己是个罪魁，像保罗这样一个罪魁。
And for that, we should give him thanks, and we should give him exaltation.
因为神这样的恩典，我们应该把我们的颂赞、赞美带到他的面前。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you chose to save us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你拣选让我们有机会得到永恒的救恩。
That your Son, Jesus Christ, came into this world to save sinners.
主耶稣基督来到这个世界上面，为的是要拯救罪人。
And that gives us hope that we may be saved.
给我们有永生的盼望，让我们知道我们可以被拯救。
We thank you that you poured out your grace and mercy upon us through your unlimited patience.
因为你有无限的忍耐跟慈爱，所以你把你的恩典跟怜悯充充满满的浇灌在我们里面。
We pray that we may be examples to others so that they may call upon your name and receive eternal life.
我们也求你帮助我们成为众人的榜样，让我们周围的人看到我们生命的改变，我们的罪得到赦免，他们也愿意来到你的面前。
We thank you and we praise you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen.